ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 6 क्रिएशन ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 10। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंटर्स द 23 एलिमेंट्स। Rishi Maitreya then said to Vidura, "The Lord thus heard about the suspension of the progressive creative functions of the universe due to the non-combination of His potencies such as the Mahat Tattva. The Supreme Powerful Lord then simultaneously entered into the 23 elements along with Goddess Kali, His external energy, who alone amalgamates all the different elements. Thus, when the personality of Godhead entered into the elements by His energy, all the living entities were enlivened into different activities, just as one is engaged in work after awakening from sleep. When the 23 principal elements were set into action by the will of the Supreme, the gigantic universal form, or the Vishvarupa body of the Lord, came into existence. As the Lord, in His plenary full portion, entered into the elements of the universal creation, they transformed into the gigantic form in which all the planetary systems and all the movable and immovable creations rest. The gigantic Virat Purusha, also known as Hiranmaya, lived for 1,000 celestial years on the water of the universe, and all the living entities lay with him. The total energy of the Mahat Tattva in the form of the gigantic Virat Rupa divided himself by himself into the consciousness of the living entities, the life of activity and self-identification, which are subdivided into 1, 10, and 3 respectively. The gigantic universal form of the Supreme Lord is the first incarnation and plenary full portion of the Supersoul. He is the self of an unlimited number of living entities, and in him rests the aggregate creation which thus flourishes. The gigantic universal form is represented by 3 in the sense that he is the body, mind, and senses. The gigantic universal form is represented by 10 because he is the dynamic force for all movements by 10 kinds of life energy. And the gigantic universal form is represented by 1 in the sense that he is the one heart where life energy is generated. The Supreme Lord is the Supersoul of all the demigods entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Being thus prayed to by the demigods, the Supreme Lord thought to himself and thus manifested the gigantic form for the understanding of the demigods. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The ingredients of matter are counted as 23. The total material energy, false ego, sound, touch, form, taste, smell, earth, water, fire, air, sky, eye, ear, nose, tongue, skin, hand, leg, evacuating organ, genitals, speech, and mind. All are combined together by the influence of time and are again dissolved in the course of time. Time, therefore, is the energy of the Lord and acts in her own way by the direction of the Lord. This energy is called Kali and is represented by the dark, destructive goddess generally worshipped by persons influenced by the mode of darkness or ignorance in material existence. In the Vedic hymns, this process is described as Mula Prakritir Avikritir Mahadadya Prakriti Vikritaya Sapta Shodashakas 2. Vikaro na Prakritir na Vikriti Purusha. The energy which acts as material nature in a combination of 23 ingredients is not the final source of creation. For the Lord Himself enters into the elements and applies His energy called Kali. In all other Vedic scriptures, the same principle is accepted. For instance, in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Eko yasau rachaitum jagad anda koting yach chaktir asti jagad anda chaya yad antaha andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. Lord Brahmaji worships the primeval Lord Govinda, who is the original personality of Godhead. By his partial, plenary, full expansion, Govinda enters into material nature as Mahavishnu, and then into each and every universe as Govodakashayi Vishnu, and then enters into all the elements, including every atom of matter, in his form as Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. Such manifestations of cosmic creation are innumerable both in the universes and in the individual atoms. Similarly, this is confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10. Atava bahunaitena king gyatena tavarjuna vishtavyaham idam kritsnam ekangshena stato jagat. O Arjuna, there is no necessity of your knowing about my innumerable energies which act in various ways. I enter into the material creation by my partial, plenary, full expansion, Paramatma, the Supersoul, in all the universes and in all the elements thereof, and thus the work of creation goes on. The wonderful activities of material nature are due to Lord Krishna, and thus Krishna is the final cause or the ultimate cause of all causes. Every individual soul remains unconscious after the dissolution of the creation and thus enters into the Lord along with His material energy. These individual living entities are conditioned souls everlastingly, but in each and every material creation, they are given a chance to liberate themselves and thus become free souls. So, they are all given a chance to take advantage of the Vedic wisdom and find out three things. Number one, what is their relationship with the Supreme Lord? Number two, how they may become liberated? And number three, what the ultimate profit is in such liberation? So, by properly studying the Vedas, one becomes conscious of his or her position and thus takes to the transcendental devotional service of the Lord and become gradually promoted to the spiritual sky. the individual souls in the material world engage in different activities according to their past unfinished desires. After the dissolution of a particular body, the individual soul forgets everything. But the all-merciful Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart as the witness or supersoul, awakens the conditioned soul and reminds one of his or her past desires. And thus, one begins to act accordingly in one's next life. This unseen guidance is described as fate, and a sensible man can understand that this continues his material bondage in the three modes of nature. The unconscious sleeping stage of the living entity, just after the partial or total dissolution of the creation, is wrongly accepted as the final stage of life by some less intelligent philosophers. After the dissolution of the partial material body, a living entity remains unconscious for only a few months. And after the total dissolution of the material creation, one remains unconscious for many millions of years. But when the creation is again revived, one is awakened to one's work by the Lord. The living entity is eternal, and the wakeful state of one's consciousness, manifested by activities, is one's natural condition of life. One cannot stop acting while awake, and thus one acts according to one's diverse desires. When one's desires are trained in the transcendental service of the Lord, one's life becomes perfect, and one is promoted to the spiritual sky to enjoy eternal awakened life. The Virat Rupa or Vishvarupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, which is very much appreciated by the impersonalist, is not an eternal form of the Lord. No. It is manifest by the supreme will of the Lord after the ingredients of material creation. Lord Krishna exhibited this Virat or Vishvarupa to Arjuna just to convince the impersonalist that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna exhibited the Virat Rupa. It is not that Krishna was exhibited by the Virat Rupa. The Virat Rupa is not, therefore, an eternal form of the Lord exhibited in the spiritual sky. It is a material manifestation of the Lord. The Archa Vigraha, or the worshipable deity in the temple, is a similar manifestation of the Lord for the neophytes. But in spite of their material touch, such forms of the Lord as Virat and Archa are all non-different from his eternal form as Lord Krishna. The elements of cosmic creation are all matter and have no potency to increase in volume unless entered into by the Lord in his plenary full portion. This means that matter does not increase or decrease unless it is spiritually touched. Matter is a product of spirit and increases only by the touch of spirit. The entire cosmic manifestation has not assumed its gigantic form by itself, as wrongly calculated by less intelligent persons. As long as spirit is within matter, matter can increase as needed, but without the spirit, matter stops increasing. For example, as long as there is spiritual consciousness within the material body of a living entity, the body increases to the required size. But a dead material body, which has no spiritual consciousness, stops increasing. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, importance is given to the spiritual consciousness, not the body. The entire cosmic body increased by the same process that we experience in our own small bodies. One should not, however, foolishly think that the individual infinitesimal soul is the cause of the gigantic manifestation of the universal form. The universal form is called the Virat Rupa because the Supreme Lord is within it in His plenary full portion. After the Lord entered each and every universe as the Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, half of the universe was filled with water. The cosmic manifestation of the planetary systems, outer space, etc., which are visible to us, is only one half of the complete universe. Before the manifestation takes place, and after the entrance of Vishnu within the universe, there is a period of 1,000 celestial years. All the living entities injected within the womb of the Mahatattva are divided in all universes with the incarnation of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, and all of them lie down with the Lord until Brahmaji is born. Lord Brahma is the first living being within the universe, and from him all other demigods and living creatures are born. Manu is the original father of mankind, and therefore in Sanskrit, mankind is called Manushya. Humanity in different bodily qualities is distributed throughout the various planetary systems. Consciousness is the sign of the living entity or the soul. The existence of the soul is manifest in the form of consciousness called Dhyana Shakti. The total consciousness is that of the gigantic Virat Rupa, and the same consciousness is exhibited in individual persons. The activity of consciousness is performed through the air of life, which is of 10 divisions. The airs of life are called prana, apana, udana, vyana, and samana, and are also differently qualified as naga, kurma, krikara, devadatta, and dhananjay. The consciousness of the soul becomes polluted by the material atmosphere, and thus various activities are exhibited in the false ego of bodily identification. These various activities are described in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bahu shakha hi anantascha buddhayah avya vasayinam. The conditioned soul is bewildered into various activities for want of pure consciousness. In pure consciousness, the activity is one. The consciousness of the individual soul becomes one with the Supreme Consciousness when there is complete synthesis between the two. However, the monist believes that there is only one consciousness, whereas the sattvatas or devotees believe that although there is undoubtedly one consciousness, they are one because there is agreement. The individual consciousness is advised to dovetail with the Supreme Consciousness as instructed by Krishna in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. the individual consciousness represented by Arjuna is advised to dovetail with the supreme consciousness, Krishna, and thus maintain one's conscious purity. So it is foolish to try to stop the activities of consciousness, but they can be purified when they are dovetailed with the supreme. Individual consciousness is divided into three modes of self-identification according to the proportion of purity. Number one, adhyatmaka, or self-identification with the body and mind. Number two, adhibhautika, or self-identification with the material products. And number three, adhidaivaka, or self-identification as servant of the Lord. And of the three, adhidaivaka self-identification as servant of the Lord is the beginning of purity of consciousness in pursuance of the desire of the Lord. In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the eight elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and false ego, are all products of the Lord's inferior energy, whereas the living entities, who are seen to utilize the inferior energy, originally belong to the superior energy, the internal potency of the Lord. The eight inferior energies work grossly and subtly, whereas the superior energy works as the central generating force. This is experienced in the human body. The gross elements, namely earth, etc., form the external gross body and are like a coat, whereas the subtle mind and false ego act like the inner clothing of the body. The movements of the body are first generated from the heart, and all the activities of the body are made possible by the senses, powered by the 10 kinds of air within the body. The 10 kinds of air are described as follows. Number 1. The main air passing through the nose in breathing is called prana. Number 2. The air which passes through the rectum as evacuated bodily air is called apana. Number 3, the air which adjusts the foodstuff within the stomach and which sometimes sounds as belching is called samana. Number 4, the air which passes through the throat and the stoppage of which constitutes suffocation is called the udana air. And number 5, the total air which circulates throughout the entire body is called the dhyana air. Subtler than these 5 airs, there are 5 others also. Number 6, that which facilitates the opening of the eyes, mouth, etc. is called naga air. Number 7, the air which increases appetite is called trikara air. Number 8, the air which helps contraction is called kurma air. Number 9, the air which helps relaxation by opening the mouth wide, such as in yawning, is called devadatta air. And number 10, the air which helps sustenance is called dhananjaya air. All these airs are generated from the center of the heart, which is one only. This central energy is superior energy of the Lord, who is seated within the heart along with the soul of the body, who acts under the guidance of the Lord as supersoul. And this is explained in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto Matak Smritir Gyanam Apohanang Cha. The complete central force is generated from the heart by the Lord who is seated there and who helps the conditioned soul in remembering and forgetting. The conditioned state is due to the soul's forgetfulness of one's relationship of subordination to the Lord. And one who wants to continue forgetting the Lord is helped by the Lord to forget Him birth after birth. But one who remembers Krishna by dint of association with a devotee of the Lord is helped to remember Krishna more and more. Thus, the conditioned soul can ultimately go back home, back to Godhead. This process of transcendental help by the Lord is described by Krishna in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita. Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogang tang yena mam upayanti te. The buddhi yoga process of self-realization with intelligence transcendental to the mind, which is known as devotional service, can alone elevate one from the conditioned state of material entanglement in the cosmic construction. The conditioned state of the living entity is like that of a person who is within the depths of a huge mechanical arrangement. The mental speculators can reach the point of buddhi yoga after many, many lifetimes of speculation. But the intelligent person who begins from the platform of intelligence above the mind makes rapid progress in self-realization. Because the buddhi yoga process entails no fear of deterioration or retrogression at any time, is the guaranteed path to self-realization as confirmed in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Nehabi krama nashosti pratyavayo navidyate su alpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. But the mental speculators cannot understand that the two birds referenced in the Mundaka Upanishad sitting in one tree are the soul and the supersoul. Dva suparna sayujya sakaya samanang vrikshang parishasvajate tayor anya pipalang swadu ati anashnan anyaha avichaksha shiti. The individual soul eats the fruit of the tree, while the other bird does not eat the fruit, but only observes the activities of the eating bird. Without attachment, the witnessing bird helps the fruit-eating bird perform fruitful activities. So one who cannot understand this difference between soul and supersoul, or God and the living entities, is certainly still in the entanglement of the cosmic machinery, and thus must still await the time when he or she will become free from bondage. The impersonalists are captivated by the gigantic universal form of the Supreme. They think that the control behind this gigantic manifestation is simply imagination. Intelligent persons, however, can estimate the value of the cause by observing the wonders of the effects. For example, the individual human body does not develop from the womb of the mother independently, The individual human body develops because of the soul, the living entity, who is within the body. Without the living entity, a material body cannot automatically take shape or develop. When any material object displays development, it must be understood that there is a spiritual soul within the manifestation. The gigantic universe has developed gradually, just as the body of a child develops. The conception that the transcendence enters within the universe is therefore logical. As the materialist cannot find the soul and supersoul within the heart, similarly, for want of sufficient knowledge, they cannot see that the Supreme Soul is the cause of the universe. The Lord is therefore described in the Vedic language as Avan Manasa Gochara, beyond the conception of words and minds. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the mental speculators try to bring the Supreme within the purview of words and minds, but the Lord refuses to be so intelligible. The speculator has no adequate words or mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. The Lord is called Adhokshaja, or the person who is beyond perception by the blunt, limited potency of our material senses. The fact is, one cannot perceive the transcendental name or form of the Lord simply by mental speculation. The mundane PhDs are completely unable to speculate on the Supreme with their limited senses. Such attempts by the puffed-up PhDs are compared to the philosophy of the frog in the well. A frog in a well was once informed of the gigantic Pacific Ocean, and the frog then began to puff himself up in order to understand or measure the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. Ultimately, the frog burst and died. So the title PhD can also be interpreted as plow department, a title meant for the tillers in the paddy field. The attempt of the tillers in the paddy field to understand the cosmic manifestation and the cause behind such wonderful work can be compared to the endeavor of the frog in the well to calculate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord can reveal Himself only to a person who is submissive and who engages in the Lord's transcendental loving service. The demigods controlling the elements and ingredients of the universal affairs thus pray to the Lord for guidance, and Krishna thus manifested His gigantic form, just as Krishna did at the request of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Recorded March 20 and March 21, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Chat Sat. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sala Sri Gaura Hari. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari Sahi Goshtabi Hari. Sri Gaura Hari চগি গোষ্ঠ বিহারি শ্রী গৌরহারি সহি গোষ্ঠ বিহারি নন্দ যশো মতি চিত্ত হরি নন্দ যশো মতি চিত্ত হরি নন্দ যশো মতি চিত্ত হরি ভজ ভকত বৎসল শ্রী গৌর হরি ভজ ভকত বৎসল শ্রী গৌর হরি শ্রী গৌর হরি সই গোষ্ঠ বিহারি শ্রী গৌর হরি সহি গোষ্ঠ বিহারি নন্দ যশো মতি চিত্ত হরি নন্দ যশো মতি চিত্ত হরি ভজ ভকত বৎসল শ্রী গৌর হরি শ্রী গৌর হরি সহি গোষ্ঠ বিহারি নন্দ যশো মতি চিত্ত হরি ভজ গোবিন্দ গোবিন্দ গোপাল ভজ গোবিন্দ গোবিন্দ গোপাল গোবিন্দ গোবিন্দ গোপাল গোবিন্দ জয় জয় গোপাল জয় জয় রাধা রমন হরি গোবিন্দ জয় জয় গোবিন্দ জয় জয় গোপাল জয় জয় রাধা রমন হরি গোবিন্দ 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 জয় জয় হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম রাম রাম
Hare Hare.
Just worship Sri Gaura Hari, who is always affectionate toward his devotees. Sri Gaura Hari is the same Supreme Godhead, Krishna, who sported in the cowherder pastures of Vraja and stole the hearts of Nanda and Yashoda.